Members of the Senate took up amendments to the bill during a Wednesday floor session, including a proposal that came from Senate Health Chair Ryan Ferns. His amendment would have exempted smokeless tobacco products from any tax increase, leaving the bill to hike the cigarette tax by 45 cents and place a new tax on e-cigarette liquids. The exemption of a smokeless tobacco tax increase would cost the state more than $4 million of the total $78 million expected to be brought in each year by the bill. During the nearly hour-long debate, several Democratic members of the chamber accused the majority of not being serious about closing the revenue gap or concerned about the implications on the overall health of West Virginians that could result from the tax increase. Senator Ron Stallings had another accusation.
And frankly, folks, I worry about this body. I worry about this body, whether or not the tail is wagging the dog. And I see the tobacco lobby in the back there. And who's really doing and changing West Virginia, folks? I'm embarrassed.
Ferns withdrew the amendment after the debate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch Carmichael says the proposal was meant to ensure the tax could be passed in the House of Delegates.
It's been indicated to me that that's a very important component in the House's consideration of this bill, and that they really wanted that out of it.
Carmichael says members of the House believe there are too many tax increases being proposed. The tobacco tax bill is the only revenue-increasing measure that's been discussed so far this special session. The tax bill will be put to a vote in the Senate Thursday. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara at the State House.